أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، الرحمن الرحيم، مالك يوم الدين، إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين، اهدنا الصراط المستقيم، صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. آمين. Inshallah, today discuss Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. An academic discussion pursues amongst the fuqaha, the jurists, as to whether Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim is part of the surah or not. This much is definite and certain that in a surah An-Naml, when Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala speaks about the letter of Hazrat Sulaiman alayhi salam to Bilqis, that letter contains these words, innahu min Sulaiman wa innahu bismillahir rahmanir rahim, and that bismillahir rahmanir rahim is most certainly part of the surah. It is part of the actual text of the Quran Sharif. The fuqaha have the academic discussions as to whether Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim that appears before the surah, whether it is part of the surah or not. So that discussion we will leave to the fuqaha to discuss. Insofar as our interest in Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim would be the virtues that our Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam has spoken about. We find in the hadith Sayyiduna Usama ibn Malik radiyallahu ta'ala anhu was once a radif of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, that is, he was on the same conveyance, the same mount or animal of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and that animal slipped a little bit, and Sayyidina Usama radiallahu ta'ala anhu said, "There is a shaitan, that may shaitan be cursed." So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam said to him that, "Do not say that. By cursing shaitan, shaitan only becomes more arrogant, and then if perchance the animal slips, shaitan will say he had done it. In other words, biquwati, by my strength, I have done this," and we only make shaitan more and more arrogant. However, what you should say is Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, and in saying Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, shaitan is reduced to a fly. As feeble, as weak, a fly doesn't have much strength. So you break the strength of shaitan and you make him feeble. So in all tasks, all activities, things are going to begin, we'll say Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, and then when things seem to be going a little wrong, then also say Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Take the name of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, according to one hadith, Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala will put barakah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will bless whatever we are doing. Then we find in another narration that on the revelation of the surah, its revelation was such an occasion that the whole universe, if we may use the term, comes to a standstill because of the magnanimity, the greatness of these verses, of this verse that was revealed. The Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam says that even the clouds had made way, they went towards the east, and then the winds began to stop blowing, the oceans rippled, in other words, the waves even stopped and they began to ripple, and stones were thrown upon the shayateen when this ayah and this verse was revealed upon our Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Sayyiduna Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, he says that whoever wants to be saved from the 19 angels that are guarding the fire of Jahannam, like Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala says in the Quran Sharif, عَلَيْهَا تِسَعَةَ عَشَرْ, that upon it are 19 guards that are guarding the fire of Jahannam. If we want to get saved from them, in other words, the fire of Jahannam itself, then recite Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, that if we carefully look and we count each letter of Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, each alphabet, we will find 19 alphabets. And in these 19 alphabets, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala has kept our hifadat, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala has kept our safeguard. So just in Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, there is this very, very great fadilat and virtue. May Allah Ta'ala give us the tawfiq that in whatever we begin, in the hadith, our Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, any work that begins that is of importance, if Bismillah is not recited, then that will be cut off from the barakah that Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala places within it. So by saying Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala will put an excess of barakah. Hassan al-Basri rahmatullah alayhi used to say that Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala sent different sahifas, different scriptures to different anbiya alayhim as-salatu was-salam. Then Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala sent the three major kitabs of the past, the Torah, Injil and Zabur, to the different anbiya alayhim as-salatu was-salam. So whatever were in these sahifas, all of it was contained in these three kitabs, in other words, the gist of it. And then we find that all of that has been contained in the Quran Sharif. And then he says that whatever is contained in the Quran Sharif, its gist, its nature, is found in Surah Al-Fatiha. And whatever is contained in Surah Al-Fatiha is contained in Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. If you look at Surah Al-Fatiha, we will find that Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala speaks about His sifat, His qualities. He reminds us about Akhirat. And Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala speaks about the Sirat al-Mustaqim, and that is Amal. And it is Iman and Amal. We look at Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, we will find Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala describing Himself, and Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala elucidating, and Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala introducing Himself with two sifat and qualities of Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala, of Ar-Rahman and Ar-Rahim. If we can just recognize Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala in this world, then obviously our work is done in the world also, and our work is done in the Akhirat. May Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala grant us tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik. Nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka.